Senate bills.
Senate Bill 38, an act to revise health plan coverage requirements for newborns and newly adopted children.
Senate Bill 38 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, members of the body. On Senate Bill 38, I should say, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Munson moves.
I'd ask the waiving of the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the motion to amend.
Would it be permissible to talk to the bill and the amendment?
That's granted.
Thank you. What this bill will do, and I'll explain the amendments. This bill we had in Commerce Committee and the insurance industry and the department had been working on it a while to come to an agreement. But current law requires a health insurance coverage for newborn children or newly adopted children must include the coverage for treatment of premature birth or congenital defects or birth abnormalities. And that is the current law that we have today. But the law that it's not clear is what happens to that, to those children, whether it's a newborn child or a newly adopted child, if they switch insurance coverage from one insurance company to another. And in some cases, the insurance company will put a rider on that that will exclude those people. And what we're attempting to do with this bill here is to say if they go to a subsequent coverage that that newborn or that adopted child would be covered. We had an amendment that we put on in committee that the insurance companies agreed to in the department to that would it had to be made within 63 days of termination of the prior coverage, which everybody was supportive of. And then we the amendment I'm asking you to support today would take and amend 58-17-85, that is the guaranteed individual coverage. And what this would do is this would take for involuntary individuals that lost coverage, and this would guarantee them the individual's coverage on the second subsequent insurance. So that's basically what the bill would do with the amendment. I'd ask your support of the amendment and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing on the question before the Senate is the Munson motion to amend Senate Bill 38. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 38 as amended. Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final approval of Senate Bill 38 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
APA.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Brose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everst. Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre, Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 38 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.